This one goes to Mrs. Michael Neidorf, N-I-D-O-R-F. Dear Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, just a note to thank you for your letter and for the enclosure. I'm not quite up to cutting firewood or jumping on a horse yet, but I'm rapidly getting there. Someone was watching over me. Nancy sends her love, as do I, and we both miss you very much. Love, Ron. And this one to Mr. Earl, E-A-R-L-E, M. Jorgensen. Dear Earl, thank you very much for your good letter and your very generous words. Thank you, too, for enclosing that old news story about swearing in night, 1967. It does seem a long time ago, but for all those years in between, Nancy and I have been most grateful for the friendship that you and Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, have shown to us. And let me add, happily, it is mutual. Nancy and I hold you both in great love and affection. And we both miss you very much. We are still determined to get to California more often in the days ahead. But right now, have been temporarily slowed down in that plan by the recent incident. However, I am recovering more swiftly, I think, than the doctors had expected. So, once again, we're hopeful that we can occasionally point Air Force One toward California. Nancy sends her love, and please give our love to Marion. Again, thank you for your letter, your friendship, and thank you for your prayers. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to the Reverend Father Regis, R-E-G-I-S, N. Barwig, B-A-R-W-I-G. Dear Father Barwig, Nancy and I are both indebted to you for your Easter greeting and for the service you dedicated to us. We both believe very deeply in intercessionary prayer, and therefore are most grateful to all of you. I know those prayers have been answered. My healing has been much faster than the doctors had thought was possible. My prayer now is that I will be able to understand God's purpose and what it is that I am to do to fulfill that purpose. Again, you have the heartfelt thanks of Nancy and myself. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This is to Mr. and Mrs. Jacqueline Hume in San Francisco. I have an address. address on here that isn't complete. I'm sure we have theirs. Dear Jack and Betty, how good it was to get your letter. Although we envied you having to cancel a trip to California and Mexico ourselves because of the unfortunate incident, we continue to be persistently homesick. I've decided California is a very hard place to leave. But again, let me say how much we appreciated your letter and your generous words. They tell me I'm well ahead of schedule in my recovery, and I must say I'm feeling better every day. But I will agree with those doctors who say that a lung injury is the most painful. The truce is over here in Washington. We're back in the fight now to get our economic package. And wouldn't you know, we're having more trouble with some Republicans than we are with the Democrats. Nancy sends her love, as do I, and to both of you again.